So it is similar. The book is called Demagogue, and it's called Demagogue for a reason. This is the story of America's archetypal bully or demagogue, Joe McCarthy. But McCarthy, in fact, was part of a long line of American demagogues, people like Huey Long, who preceded him, and Theodore Bilbo, and people who came after, whether it was George Wallace or David Duke or now Donald Trump. And there is, as you said, nobody who's been a better student of Joe McCarthy than our president. And there was a flesh and blood through line from Joe McCarthy to Donald Trump. McCarthy's protege was Trump's mentor and tutor. And everything you see the president doing today, whether it is when one charge is disproven, he'll lob another bombshell, repeating things that he knows aren't true often enough that the public starts to believe it, and maybe even he believes it. When the news is bad, let's blame the newsmen. There is a quote that I'd love to read to you that George Gallup penned exactly 62 years ago about Joe McCarthy. And Gallup, who was the pioneer in political polling, said, even if it were known that McCarthy had killed 5 innocent children, his supporters would probably still go along with him. So 62 years later, in 2016, candidate Donald Trump boasts to supporters, I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters. And those kinds of echoes, I think, are not accidental. And I think Donald Trump, whatever he says in terms of pointing fingers at others as being McCarthyites, Donald Trump is the one who is using McCarthy's playbook in a very effective way.